Ski-joring may not be a sport you've heard of, but it is indeed a sport, a kind of cross-country skiing, but pulled by a horse, a dog, or a snowmobile. Ski-joring had its moment of glory back in 1928 as a demonstration sport at the Winter Olympics. That was the last time the sport was celebrated on the world stage. Now, ski-joring enthusiasts are trying to bring it back. New Hampshire Public Radio's Emily Corwin has more.
52-year-old Terry Moitozo kicks her boots into her downhill skis. Odd thing is, she's 30 miles from any mountain.
Combining two things I love, skiing and horses. I'm excited.
Moitozo doesn't need gravity to fly across the snow. That's what her horse Friday is for, and her buddy Nick Barishian, who's riding Friday.
Yeah, he's my horse husband. My regular husband doesn't do the horse stuff, so you gotta hire out.
Here in Rochester, New Hampshire, Moitozo and others are learning equestrian ski-joring. Other kinds of ski-joring involve skiers pulled by sled dogs, poodles, even motorcycles. It looks like water skiing on snow, only with equestrian ski-joring, there are obstacles.
I'm the president of Northeast Ski-Joring Association.
Okay, who else needs a harness?
Jeff Smith is a competitive ski-jorer. He travels to sanctioned races from Montana to Quebec to New Hampshire. Smith's wife rides the horse that pulls him 40 miles an hour over jumps 8 feet high. They race for time.
And then for every ring that you drop, or you don't carry across the finish line, they add 2 seconds to your raw score. And for every gate that you miss or jump that you don't take, it's 5 seconds added to your score.
Before Terry Moitozo can try this thing out in the snow, she and 10 or so other newbies gather around Smith for instruction. In a chilly barn, horse and rider trot around Smith, who issues instructions.
Another good safety tip is not to let the rope get underneath the horse's tail.
Duly warned, Moitozo and Friday head outside.
All right, Friday, my friend.
You ready, Terry?
All right. I'm ready.
All right, go, go, go.
Friday gallops ahead, pulling Moitozo along by a rope. They fly over 3 ski jumps.
I lose it!
Past 6 rings, she reaches out to grab to the finish line.
How'd it go? Awesome. That is just fun. It's water skiing on snow. It's the best. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Not surprisingly, Terry Moitozo and Friday have already signed up for their first sanctioned ski-joring race. And Moitozo says she's recruiting her friends. So Jeff Smith's efforts to grow this unusual sport may be gaining momentum after all. For NPR News, I'm Emily Corwin in New Hampshire.
This is NPR News.